Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Can we lift our hands to heaven? I want us to lift our hands to God. And now at this point, from the depth of your heart, I want for you to give Him the best form, the purest form of worship you have given to Him before. The purest. So it has to come from the depth of your heart. I'd like for you to be very, very sincere, even as you bless Him. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. You are holy. And forever you are God. And forever you are God.
We bless you, Lord. You are holy.
Aye, aye.
And forever you are
Baba Muwangi on logo. Oh, Jekai,
Emi Ole. Jesu Muwangi on logo. Oh, Jekai, Emi Ole.
Father, we give you praise. We thank you. Your words are yes and amen. Your words do not return back to you void, save that they prosper in the purpose for which they are sent. And I give you praise. This morning, Father, send your word again. For those who believe, Lord, send your word again. Let us find help.
Amen.
Let us find healing.
Amen.
Let us find divine intervention.
Amen.
Let us find encouragement.
Amen.
And we give you praise, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And let's give the King of Kings a big hand. Amen. You may please be seated. God bless you. Luke chapter number 10. Let's start the reading from verse 1. Oh Father, I ask that there will be much needed impartation in the spirit of your children.
Amen.
That everyone here will see something.
Amen.
And carry something.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Luke 10:1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Now verse 2. Alright? Okay, let me read from here. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers into his harvest. Can we read verse 2 together? 1, 2, 3, go. Said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Can we take it one more time, quickly? So you pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. So in those days, there's something called Lord of Harvest. They are the ones in charge of the harvest. They do the recruiting of the laborers that will function in the harvest. They send out invitation. So when the Bible says pray to the Lord of Harvest, it's saying ask that God will extend invite. Are you following what I'm saying? Ask that God will extend what? Invite. Please follow me carefully. Now let's go to Matthew 28 verse 18. Matthew 28 verse 18, quickly. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Somebody say it again, all power.
All power.
Say it again, all power.
All power.
Is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And teach how many people? All nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now listen to this. This is not immersion into water. This is the baptizing into a name. All that went through the Red Sea were those who were baptized in the glory of Moses. The Bible described the journey of the Israelites as a form of baptism. They did not just go through the belly of the fish. The Bible called it a what? Baptism. What happens at baptism? Quickly, go to verse 19. Many instructions are in this scripture. Number one, it will take power to go. Number two, it will take power to teach. Number three, it will take power to baptize. Do you understand what I'm saying? I feel very angry in my spirit. Because the devil wants to get the church into theory and powerlessness. It takes power to go. This is not where I'm going to, but let me quickly break it down. Let me break this down into two. Because the first one, I say, go ye therefore. There are two forms of power you need to go. There are two forms of power you need to go. First is the power that is working through you. Are you following what I'm saying? The second is the power that is at work in you. Listen to me. Look up everybody until you understand what I'm saying. Because I don't even know how you're going to do it. You will have to listen to what I've come to teach you several times this morning. When Jesus said that the prince of this world came to me and find nothing in me, that's not power to go. That is the power at work in. So when you get to a new territory, the power that has captured and silenced the mighty men who should have risen will check what is in you. If the voltage is not strong in you, it will not function through you. You are dead on arrival from the point that there is no power at work in you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why, if God has sent you to a territory, you must discern what has kept the mighty men. There is a reason why God has men, but yet he's still sending a man. If care is not taken, you will be dead. God will have to send much more to do the exact things he has sent you to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you go and God send you to a new territory, don't just go and sit down and just relax. And say, oh, God is expanding our work and this. He sent us to America and he sent us to Abuja and all those things. The assignment is sending you to, number one, you are not the first man. There is a reason why that person couldn't do it. It is none of your business to know the person. But you must know the reason why the people couldn't do this, do the assignment. Across how many generations, if you will be able to get the job done, it will be a function of the power at work in you first. Because the prince of the world will bring the same appetite. The appetite must have been killed in the wilderness before you enter the city. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't get me. City is the place of display. Wilderness is the place of manifestation. Of preparation. What you do in the city is to manifest. So when you get to a place and God says, I've sent you here. He said, all power is given. Now say, go! You must go in the fullness of that power.
But don't go like Samson. Don't go also like Joseph alone. Go like a combination of the both. That when Potiphar's wife, you can say, how can I do this and sin against God? Do you understand what I'm saying? It means you are not going to die on the laps of Delilah. With your hair intact, you subdue the kingdom. Because Joseph was the display of power at work in. Samson is power at work through. So when the power at work in you, listen to what I'm saying. The moment you have allowed the devil to dwindle you in that secret place, you will be there also as a display. While you are there, the same assignment you have come to receive, the moment you have entered the prison, all others have been locked, God will start preparing another man that will come and do the same job. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It takes power to go. And that's why I tell people, so people are on campus, say this, because one of the assignments for this is campus. Campus ministry, campus people. Say, this God is going to use me on campus. The devil is going to come at you from part one. Because the devil does not wait for you to manifest before he kills you. He needs to destroy the light before you shine. Then he will now leave you. In fact, he likes it that the moment he has captured you, he will put you where your influence can be over people. That was what he was going to do with Jesus. He took him to the pinnacle of the temple. He said, I'm going to give you influence. He wants to give a defeated believer position. The defeated believer becomes a blockade for those who really carry the power. Check any ministry you enter into. Not those who are persecuted for rebellion and idleness and insolence and pride and haughtiness. Check those who truly... Go and check. Check what happened in some of our conventional churches. I don't want to mention names. The moment some believers began to capture the light of God. Why do we have breakaways? Once they began to capture that power, prayer, praying in tongues, this. The devil will raise those he has defeated but now have the mic to fight them. You will be a very, very powerful tool, though wearing suit and calling Jesus, in the hands of the devil once he has captured you. And he will use you to make sure other soldiers don't rise. What I'm telling you is this. Once you are not generating power, you can't be wise. Wisdom takes power. Are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom takes what? Power. Never trust. Are you following what I'm saying? Once you notice what I'm giving you, I feel to like dilute it. I can stay at any level and you'll be blessed. Let me tell you something. The moment you notice that your secret place is captured, don't trust your decisions. Are you following what I'm saying? It means the energy that powers the right thing is not with you. Even when, listen to what I'm saying. Even in that state, if you hear God saying go, it's not God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anything you hear, when your energy level, your pressing level is at ankle level, that's the point where demons can still mix it up and then say you are hearing. You get what I'm saying? Believers who are hearing different kind of things. And that's why I beg people, no matter how quick you feel you are to get charged, pray longer. Say me, if I just do 1 hour, I'm charged. Because that thing you are celebrating, yes, it may be that actually we understand. Your spirit responds faster. Powerful. As powerful as it is, at that level, your spirit can respond to both demonic forces and the force of the spirit faster. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. Check everywhere. The moment you are in church, you have believers who are not engaging in prayers that the rest are praying. They'll be the problem of the church. They will do it because they are, how can they be powered? I said wisdom takes power. Do you understand what I'm saying? What do you think wisdom is? Ability to say wise things? No. Wisdom is none of his fruit. It means if you want to know a wise man, check his actions and decisions. They are powered by force. Can I tell you something? I woke up this morning and I went on my knees praying to God. You know the first thing God said to me? He said, you are passed. And now I'm going to give you the city. Let me tell you something. Listen. Let me tell you something. I will not tell you all the stories. I will not tell you all the stories. But if they said a man saw death face to face, I saw in Abuja. And you will never know a thing. I was having morning prayers, everybody were watching me on screen. I will go back to the room and say, my God, I know there's a covenant here. There was a night. I knew it. Oh boy. Oh boy. Eat something though. Do you understand what I'm saying? Eat something. I stood out. I told my wife. I said, you know, I don't say this. Take me to the hospital now. She said, what? Huh? People were in the parlor looking at me. He's fine. I said, listen, the reason why, there was a time I was sick to the point where I was admitted in four hospitals. I was on oxygen. Doctor would sit by my bed and say, looking at you, everything. Nothing is wrong with you until we check your vitals. I said, listen, nothing can be wrong with me on the outside. I know what I've eaten. You don't understand what I'm saying? It will never get to that point. I said, but I know what I'm feeling. My wife said, let me tell you something. If we had gone to the hospital that night, you might have heard another story. Let me tell you something. As my wife was getting set, you know, before I left, I had to show my car. So we can't even respond to emergency. We had to order for both. While she was ordering, I said, we will not go like every other man. Father, what is happening? I said, stop that. Get me a chair. Put me alone in the compound. Everybody excuse me. I sat down there. I said, God, you called me to this city for a reason. What is happening to me? I summon the forces that functions with this covenant. Listen to what I'm saying. As I stood there, I saw like a flash, a mighty angel descended as tall as the building, stood by the house. I told my wife, I said, cancel the trip. I'm not going again. I entered the room, every symptom was intact. I said, the victory is won. Do you understand what I'm saying? People did not know. The following day when we displayed the morning prayer, that morning prayer took over 3 hours to be recorded. I was feeling everything. I said, victory is won. That was the power coming to check the weight of what you have come to the land with. So when I see people and they say they think ministry is just about doing good publicity and wearing good clothes, you've not understood. The prince of this world will check you. I did not have that conversation more than once. It's not going to be a conversation. I'm good is I'm good. How do you feel now? I prayed, he has shown up. Perfect. Because the moment you discover that God is going to use you, you must understand. I know you have good message and you are eloquent, but the quality of your spirit is what will determine the duration. The spirit of a man should bear him in the days of bears infirmities. Meaning that your spirit should be able to bear and carry the weight. Your spirit must be more builded than your eloquence. If you carry a very strong ministry on a weak spirit, you will crash. Are you following what I'm saying? Please be seated. You need power to go. I'll be having morning prayer. I was taking water and taking water and taking water. I was taking that water to breathe. My papa is just taking water, taking water. I was fighting battles. And God sent you to a territory. You must check who are the gatekeepers. Okay, let me leave that. Going. So you need power to go. The power has to be at work in you. The power has to be at work in you, and then we can break that down into several folds. The word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You must carry the word on your spirit. You must carry the word on your inside. The word must power different realities of your life. Don't let the devil check you and there is no scripture. The word must power different reality of your life. You are not studying scripture because you want to preach. Your life depends on it. The same way your body needs food, your spirit needs the word. Your spirit needs to have eaten the word. Are you following what I'm saying here? Eating and eating. You have scriptures that powers you. Several times I want to fly, I have visions and I see plane crash. I enter the plane and say, not this one. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Because, listen, any sickness that invades your body will invade the area the world has not conquered. So it means that you should now have scriptures. Begin to wait. Listen, that's why you see that the devil fights you from eating spiritually. He doesn't mind you preaching, but don't eat. He doesn't mind you doing crusades and doing all manner of things. But let's make sure that the man who is in those things is not fed fat in the spirit. The man is good. This, are you following what I'm saying? Once you are not eating well, your immune system becomes down. You become prone to different kinds of diseases. The same way a believer who is not eating the word, his spiritual defense is down. He can be a victim of many things, including lust. Including lust. So you begin to eat the word. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Anything you believe you can't do that is not powered by the word, you will do them. Because your pride will be humbled. When we read scriptures and we hit the word, we hit in humility, understanding fully well that this is what my life depends upon. The same way we can administer, artisanate and all those things for somebody who is sick, who has malaria. There are scriptures that takes care of every sickness. There are scriptures. There are scriptures. There are scriptures. You will eat them like you are taking those drugs and they will work faster. Is somebody following what I'm saying here? You need the word. It releases a power within you. People can die of the same sickness they healed. They can die of the same sickness they healed. It is one of the worst form of foolishness to arrogate the level of impact of your ministration to the level of your strength in the secret place. But the ideal thing is that your secret place is stronger than what you are doing outside. Just like money, people should not perceive you to be richer than what you are. Real financial intelligence demands that you actually have more than they perceive. And real spiritual intelligence demands that you are also stronger than they can think. Like Smith Gunzwa said, that I'm 10,000 times bigger on my inside than I am on the outside. So no matter what you see on the outside, come check what is on the inside. That's where we generate strength from. That's where we generate strength from. You need power. Say it again, I need power. Come on, say it again. Listen, if you get into a territory and demons in that territory are convenient, there's no power within you. They are happy because your activity does not change anything in the atmosphere. Not in the life of anyone. All those under their cap, under their chain, under the prison door, they are still there, intact, including the man of God. And demons are not trembling and terrorized that what has befallen us here. And they try everything. Let me tell you something. When we're going to Abuja, I called the team. I said, alright, it's time to go. Let's book flight. The day we were booking, we flew to Abuja. I tell you. By the time we came down from that plane, everybody were saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I've been flying for a while. I've never seen a plane lose altitude like that. Shake. I've seen turbulence. This one was different. People were holding their seat. I sat down there. I said, the power bringing me to this seat. Do you understand what I'm saying? The power bringing me in there. The Bible said, please, everyone, we are going to experience very serious turbulence. He said, I will try all in my power to make sure we at least land. I've never heard a pilot say that. I said, listen, the power bringing me here. Forget about all those things. Go and sleep. You can be in such boats and sleep. Because you understand. Listen, you have settled it before you bought the plane. You know what the Bible says? Psalm 82 from verse 5. Give me that scripture. They know not. neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Foundation of the earth. Like, go to verse 4 before we go to verse 6. Okay. Deliver the poor from the need out of the land of the wicked. Yes. Now go to verse 6 now. Okay, they don't know. Because they don't know, I've said you are gods. All of you are sons of the Most High. Yes. Said, but you shall die like men. Why? They don't know. Once you know, there are things you must insist. This is not a part of. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is what many believers don't have. They cannot insist. So there are certain things that your life needs because of the nature of your assignment. You must insist they happen now. Some of you, because of the nature of what your life must be about, marriage must happen soon. It is not that you just know it in your heart. You have to insist. How do you give me a job as a president? There is no presidential villa and there is no car. There is no security details. You must understand what comes with the package of your assignment. You have to insist. Longevity is part of it. If you fail to know, they will die like men and fall like one of the princes. So you cannot believe us who die like men. Why? Verse 5. They know not. They know not. But the second one is that neither will they understand. Please sit down. You will think. When the Bible says that neither will they understand, you will think understanding. Once you understand scripture, then faith comes. The Bible says that's the other way around. By faith we understand. Faith doesn't come through understanding. Understanding comes by faith. Let me tell you what that means. What that means is that something is happening to my boys in Abuja. We've been in our venue now for 2 months. I said to them, we are getting another place. Alright? Hear me. Hold on. Hear what I'm saying. By the time I made that announcement, there was no shishi. I make the step. I know it will work. Once it has worked, those who are watching will now understand. Ah, so faith is the key. By faith, we understand. God has said it. I believe it. I see it working, then understanding dawns on me. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that there are certain things that must happen in your life by the virtue of what God is doing with you. You must insist that they happen. How do you give me a job, we'll sign contract, we'll sell this and all the things that I should have as benefit of this employment? I have started this job for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. Nothing is coming. Who is stealing it? Definitely not the one who gave you. So what the devil wants you to do is that he wants you to go in with the assignment but don't take your benefit. So that you will not be able to do the assignment the way you should be able to do them. God in his wisdom understands that the reason why he's giving you this is so that you can't be able to do them. You need health. You must insist as you study and as you pray. It is not possible for my family to go through divorce or for my wife to die. It is not possible for me to bury all my children. I will not accept it as a dealing. No. I would rather take the word as it is. Because listen, please sit down. The moment you accept that anything can happen to you, because, and those, listen, you can accept even at the peak of your revival. You negotiate. The devil did not tempt Jesus in the middle of 40 days. He tempted him after 40 days. It was demons that tempted him throughout the 40 days. Because temptation was not just 3. It went throughout. But the devil himself came after the 40 days. Meaning that the devil will come at the peak. That's what happens to the body of Christ. When revival is getting strongest, they begin to cut out benefits and say it's not about big auditorium. Why are you saying that? Where will you bring the harvest? If the harvest is great, why would you say the auditorium should not be great? It's cutting things out. People who have zeal but not according to knowledge will say it's true. That generation can have harvest, but they will have problem. Government policy will arise that their size cannot contend with. If you deal with the devil and think you are dealing with what you saw on movies, you are a liar. He is too intelligent. You need God to understand him. It will not come straight. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, you are dealing with an intelligent being who have advantage of time. He's been around long before you. He knows many of your kind that has come around. He knows many of your kind who has your kind of weakness, the way you think. So when he sees you, he can almost x-ray you and know you. So you must have the eternal working of God's wisdom as a form of power that insists on what scripture says experientially. That I will not just quote it and say it. It must be my experience. From this moment, I insist that because now I'm tempted to tell you the word God gave me for Lagos Church. Do you understand what I'm saying? I insist. Because this is what the Lord has said. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You are pushing against the devil. He's pushing back. The idea is that once you fall, all right, you have lost. What the devil does, come, push. He will allow you push. Then use your weight against you. He said, this is zeal. This is zeal. Oh, I love God. I love God. I love God. You are bearing weight. In the midst of it, you say, I'm ready to even die. That's an intelligence. Many people have said on the altar, I said, because the people I grew up under, I sat with under men like Egan. I sat. I saw that there is a way generation can miss it. Sometimes I caution people. I said, see, I understand that we are singing what we are singing out of zeal. But you do not have to power a system of early death. Go and check what happened to Jim Reeves. Jim Reeves sang many of those hymns. This world is not my own. I'm just passing by. He kept singing many songs about death and all that. He died in a plane crash. Why do you have to take half when you can take full? The devil has used for long the weight of the church against the church. While we are at that place where we are saying many things, oh, this. They will now begin to say things that are zealous but out of scriptures. They are not part of the finished work of Christ for you. These are not the dividends of redemption. They begin to power those. Are you following what I'm saying? During Abacha regime, a man of God was preaching and he was talking about Nigeria, passionately praying for Nigeria. And the man of God said, I'm ready to even die for this nation. They shot him after many weeks. I am passionate about Nigeria, but I will not die for her. If the blood of Jesus is not sufficient, nothing else will do. Before you embrace martyrdom, be sure it is a part of your destiny. The issue is that we must train believers in a sense that everyone is willing, if need be. I've lived in the north and I've seen death several times. I've seen men carry their intestine in my presence. I've seen blood. I've seen people killed. Are you following what I'm saying? I come from the lineage of Christianity past two funnels. I've been to dangerous territories. But I can tell you something. In the midst of all those things, never claim to yourself what God has not put as part of your destiny. If you look at the life of Jesus, several times the devil wanted to install many things. He had to keep insisting. You need power to insist. Such that the moment you sow good seed in the field, and suddenly you are seeing tears amongst the wheat, it is important you ask. Don't say, oh, God has given us seed and he has given us tears. Glory be to God Almighty. Who has sown this here? Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Where you are seated, lift up your right hand. Say it again,
I insist
on all
that
is covenantly mine.
I refuse
to lose any ground
to the devil.
Say it again,
I insist
that I walk
in length of days.
I insist
that I walk
in fullness of health.
I insist
that prosperity is mine.
I insist
that out of my camp,
lawgivers
go out.
I insist
that I walk
in
divine influence,
divine
provision,
in
the name of Jesus. We must insist. We must insist. We must insist. Please be seated. It takes power to know it. It takes power to insist. One of my spiritual daughters came to meet me for a counseling session this past week and said, oh, Papa, we talked and talked and talked. And I was even thinking, what was on my mind was how to set up business. What can I do? What can I do? And all that. And she said, you don't believe I applied for a job, for a work online in America. And then she gave me a job. And then they paid the first monies in dollars and all that. I said, oh, wow, fantastic. So what are you going to do now is that, all right, you know, you want to do this. You want to save up a portion and then use a portion, all right, to run the things you want to do. The money, is it all right? It's not small. Yeah, all right. Yes, sir. Now, I say, actually, Said, I cried to God that the first job he's going to give me from there is going to be my first fruit. I looked at her, I said, we taught these guys these things. We do it. But sometimes when I sit with people, the pastor in me begin to feel compassionate. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I remembered that before coming down, I was trusting God for a new level of something. God said, you want to see the new level of this thing? He said, yes. He said, all the businesses you have, go and close them out and look for people and give them. I said, yes, Lord. I started praying, oh Lord, who do I give and all that. One of my spiritual daughters chatted me up and she was just gisting. So I asked, I said, what do you do now? She said, I do this, I do that. I said, hey, where do you do them? She said, well, this. I said, okay, then you are the one God spoke about. Go and take this business and continue from there. So this girl stood in front of me. Said, I have to do this amount, they pay this is in dollars and all that. So I said, by the way, that's my first food. She was not even emotional about it. That's my first food. I remembered that a day before, we're going to start a new church in Abeokuta. I told them, I said, the money for you, forget everything said. It was that day that they approved and paid her the money. Listen to what I'm saying. She came out now and said, this is what I'm going to do with it. It's settled. Do you know the kind of people that give first food, they don't have transport after giving it? That's crazy faith. Listen to what I'm saying. I knew that nobody can stop this guy's rising. I knew. But I also remembered a word went forth. And you know the way I speak. I will not tell you that God will do it. I will tell you by tomorrow it's done. What do you mean? Forget about that. That's the way I speak. It is by that faith that I understand that God always shows up. What will happen is that God will have to power different systems, but he will check for track record of faithfulness when the word of his servant must not fall to the ground. He's not just going to power people who will now make him look like a liar. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that once you enter into the form of faithfulness, you have entered into divine partnership with God. Let me tell you something. There is, because you guys in Lagos, you are already holding me down. Because you are not letting me start what I want to teach you. There is a prophetic word hanging over you. I want you to pray. Listen to what I'm saying. There is a prophetic word hanging over you. Sphere of light in this city of Lagos. There is a prophetic word hanging over you. Oh, seke de rogo spirit. Selaka. Seleka balaka. A new apostolic dispensation. Sigarama Sharagai. Ancient mantles have been given up to us. Revival is coming to the city close to you. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given up. Revival is coming to the city close to you. Kashalagabada, heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos, shekai la kala babakabi, kelele maka, shale kete rushabe. Hey, I have a mandate from the heavens. A new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, Sakata Balatai. Hey! Hey!
Revelation mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city called Sin. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostles come to revival everywhere. Apostles in the sea, raise the dead. Apostles, hear the call, Salamahata. Hey, ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to me. Amen. Now sit down for a while. Sit down for a while. Rakus Stefle de Kidai. Now hear me. Let me begin to, because I requested so I can have enough time with you. Go back to that Matthew 28 verse 19. I said you need power to go. How did Jesus tell the disciples that they should go? How did he tell them that they should go? I'm going to show you two instances. Let's go to Matthew chapter number 10. Look at how Jesus told them to go. You need power to go. Power is going to follow you from today. Power is going to follow you from today. Now, you know, I was sharing. The Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, he said, son, you will no longer just preach in church. He said, I want you to start a healing crusade. You're going to take my healing power to all men wherever they are. I said, my God, even with the things we are doing, we have to find time for many things. But I remember that scripture, that the reward for faithfulness is more assignment. From the one who doesn't have, what he doesn't have will be taken and given to the one who has. And when he has said, go, take my healing power to people. Are you following what I'm saying? That's why I can sit down in the prayers. And I will speak over sickness. And you'll be amazed. You are looking at it. What is happening? The number of testimonies coming. And God said, you have not seen anything yet. You're going to see the dead raised back to life. You're going to see cripples walk. Because when he says, go, power follows it. Power follows it. But do you know that the only power that follows it is not just the power? But that's what I'll show you. It's not just power to cleanse the sick, to do all those things. No. One of the powers that follows obedience is resources. There are levels of finance you can never walk in disobedience. Until you start doing what God has said you should do, he's not obligated to provide for you. Are you following what I'm saying? At best, what you can get is at the level of all others. God began to lead in your heart, Listen to this. One time like that, we sent out a notification. And I reached out to people. I said, people in different countries. But I don't want to mention the category of those people. I said, I need you people to please partner with us from here. Because what we are doing is so much. And we need resources. After a while, I observed that nobody responded. Maybe just one or so. I went to God. I said, God, I will not strive with people. Neither am I going to beg people. Whatsoever it is you will do, put these resources in somebody's hands and bring them. You know what happened? You know what happened? Floodgate. Let me tell you this. When God gives you something and you stay at that level and sit on it, you have destroyed the testimony for the next. You don't know what the devil has stolen as long as you don't have it yet. If I have it in my mind, I'm going to give you a Prado Jeep. When I see you in church this morning, if you sit down at home, you will not know that there was supposed to be a Prado Jeep. Particularly if I'm a man that will not say I was supposed to give you. At
at what point was it stolen? Not from the point where it was stolen, from the point where it was sealed in your heart. You were not coming. Anytime you seal it in your heart, I will not obey this instruction. Whether of first fruit or of tithe, you have sealed certain things also. I'm not ready for the next phase. Put it in somebody else's hand. We must understand that it is divine privilege to be trusted and used by God. It is a privilege that must not be abused. It is a privilege that you must take with a heavy sense of honor. You must see it with the right heart and beg God not to replace you. Because, get what I'm saying? God doesn't use his own unto depreciation. Those that he calls, he glorifies. He glorifies them. That's the end of it. And I can tell you different forms of sacrifices and different things, painful. I'm not the man who just preaches these things. I do it. In fact, I do them before I teach them. And I do them more than I can ever teach them. Even when I enter one-on-one face with people, then I can give very serious instructions. Do you understand what I'm saying here? There is power required to go. There is power required to go. There is power required to go. So when I see people reach out to me and say, "Ah, Papa, we are sorry, we have not been faithful. We are sorry, we are here." I say, no, listen. That you are not doesn't mean he is not. That what I need to do will be done is a settled matter. Who God will use is X. It is not my duty to find X. My duty is to seek him. He will do the finding of the X. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, this we're going, this is the place where, oh God, God said go and start crusades. We're going to need trucks. We're going to need equipment. Best ones. We're going to need cameras. We're going to need this. Where will it come from? You will find X. My duty is to do what I'm, my priesthood. There are certain things that will never touch your hands until you go. They are where they are, but they are resources for those who are going. Oh, God has called me to ministry, but I'm still scared, I'm still this. You decide to do it small, what will come will be small. At any level, you change your mind to increase the way you do them, the resources to meet that need will come. You don't understand. You decide that, oh, what we can afford at this level is to just use them. Let's manage it. Let's tie this and tie that together. What you have seen is that this is the way I perceive God. That is what you get. The moment you say, no, I refuse. I cannot stand and put the glory of God in small places. They will say it's true. And they will show up as a mighty, terrible one. Look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 10. Let me start from verse 5 because we need to balance a theology there and I don't want people to get it wrong. These 12, Jesus sent forth and commanded them saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any of the city of the Samaritans, go ye not. Yes? Because they don't have what it takes to go yet. They've not received the message for the Gentiles. They've not been filled with the Holy Ghost. They don't have that message yet. They still have a message for the nation of Israel that the Messiah will be born and is already here. They don't have that message yet. So he said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The house of Israel. Emphasis. Now look at verse 7. And as you go, preach. Saying what? Go back to that verse. The next verse now. As you go, preach. Saying what? What does this mean? We have not just come with a word. We have come with the influence of everything heaven looks like. When that influence begins to work, verse 8 will now happen. You will heal the sick. You will cleanse the lepers. You will raise the dead. You will cast out devils. You will give freely. Because you have received freely. You can never say you have brought the kingdom anywhere and there is no healing. Who can heal? The believer who is filled with the Holy Ghost. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Alright? Cast out devils. Freely you receive. If there is anything on this category I have not done, it means I have not met it. And that's leprosy. Every other thing here has been done. Not one dead person. Not two. Not three. If there's a category of sickness here, they've been healed. I've not met a leprous one. If you have one, drink. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's why you see, I like the form of healing that is beyond doubt. Not the one the fellow just says, And in case you know, many of the testimonies in the healing program, we don't read them. I said this one is not beyond doubt again. We'll contact these people and tell them, go and do this, go and do that. Everybody, let me tell you something. A man noticed he had an infection one time. And it grew and grew and grew worse. You hear what I'm saying? The man noticed.
very, very, very painful stuff. He noticed that from the infection, he noticed that whenever he goes to the toilet or use the toilet, he's passing feces through two holes. I've never heard of that. What is this? Is it a mutation or what? This is what is happening. It was shameful. He couldn't tell anyone. You come out of toilet and be crying. What is this? My God. Who has done? You know, you better pray before they give you 2x2. Pray. But beyond praying and then before they give you 2x2, you must understand that the purpose of your prayer is to actually manifest the power that is already at work in you. One time he was watching a man of God minister on TV. And then he went there and placed his hands on the television and said, I received my healing. People were there in the sitting room. They didn't understand what he was going through. They will see the brother enter the toilet, they don't know, two holes. He said, I received my healing. As he was doing that, he felt warm down there. He went to the toilet. Check, this other hole has been sealed. That's power. If somebody said you have a growth, it takes power to take the growth without surgery. That's power. Somebody's leg is short, it takes power to grow it. Somebody's child is dead, it takes power to heal, to raise the person. Are you following what I'm saying here? I met a boy who was deaf, dumb. He was deaf, dumb, and then he had mental issues. Have you seen that combination before? I've met one that was deaf, that was dumb, that was blind, and had mental issues. And the four of them got healed. This boy that was deaf, dumb, and had mental issues was healed in less than 5 minutes. Say it again, the power of God is at work in me. And let me say this, when I tell you God raised somebody from the dead, all the people he raised from the dead, they have not died. They are still alive. They are still alive with their testimonies. Lift your hands and say loud and clear, I walk in power.
I walk in power.
You must hate, you must be irritated by powerlessness. Listen to this. You must hate to see yourself carryable by demons. Now you got to a point as a believer, you are now afraid of your environment. It looks like there are demonic presence. What is darkness doing with light? And I'm afraid, this. I'm going to the village. So now, once we have a function, if I go now, I have to park my car afar so nobody will know I bought a car. When the power of God can work within you to provide, the power cannot protect you. That now we can tell believers, be careful. You don't just go to shrine and dislodge them because demons can launch you. But an apostle can come to church and see that nothing happens to him. He will go back home and now he's aware there's nothing there for them. See, power is power. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Power is
power.
I think I stumbled on a small clip online, something one of these days. And somebody is saying, power is this. You can say it takes power to manifest. Say power is wisdom. Or power is this. The woman said to them, if I'm correct, he said, seize him. They seized him. He said, cut his throat. They were about to cut his throat. Say stop. They stopped. Looked at him. Said, power is power. Don't say what you have is power compared to what you don't have. Listen to what I'm saying. What is happening is that when people have things that are not growing, you know, say it's not about, say real power is not about size of church. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't make your weakness a message. Don't make your weakness a doctrine. If you don't have it yet, trust God to have it. There are, look at where I am. This is where I'm talking to you. I will not come here and tell you this is the will of God. I'm telling you we are getting out. I will not come and tell you that if you are doing the right things, then it must go. No, because what you are doing right is right, you don't have a big place. It's a lie. If it is right, it must spread. Because God wants it to spread.
Yes, sir.
My house is just beside Dunamis. When I stand from my window, when I stand at my balcony, I'm looking into Dunamis. I look at that size every morning and I say, God, it's possible. God, it is possible. I know you brought me here for a reason. God, it is possible. Say it again, power is power.
Power is power.
If you are sick, I heal you. Power is power. If you are blind, we open the eyes. Power is power. If you are dead, we raise the dead. Power is power.
Yes,
please be seated. Let me share this story with you so you can understand the reason why you must insist that power is power. You must understand the reason why you must insist that power is power. Get what I'm saying? Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Lift your hands. Say, Father, open my eyes. In just a minute, please pray it. In just a minute. Shake it, oh God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let me tell you something. At one point in my life, I read the book of Benin. And I read from Good Morning Holy Spirit to the anointing to, different. I just kept reading those series. One day I became so angry because you must read certain materials. And read with the consciousness that if it is possible with this person, it is possible with me. The moment you don't have that mindset, there's no one that can help you again. You must begin with that mindset. What I'm about to check is an experience of a man. The same God who did it is not a racist. He can do it in my life again. So I read how that several times this, talking about the electrifying presence of the Holy Ghost. And I began to pray, oh Lord, this, I don't want it to happen. And you know what I'm saying? I'm mature now. I know how to channel it. I don't want to happen. I want this more happen. I began to now make some prayers. They may look funny, but that was my level. Nobody should meet me on the street, shake me, or hug me, and then just go like that. They must collect. Are you following what I'm saying? I will meet people. Hey, Pastor, so good to see you. Hey, this is. They will go, I'll be angry. Ah, what's this? I'll be angry. And it's an hunger. The point that I have now is that I must not shake hands with you and you still go sick. That's the point I have. If there is death, that handshake has cancelled it. It begins with an hunger. You can't say you have it if you don't say it in a secret place. So, I became angry. But I kept digging. I would notice I'm charged. You must charge, oh. I kept digging and digging and digging. One time, one of my friends, I was passing through. Met one of my friends on the road. He's also a pastor. Hey, Baba Allah, so good to see you. As he hugged me, he fell on the wayside. I said, yes. He didn't know why I said yes. He said to me, Arayi Gbemi be transformer. Yes. 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 Power is power. We must request for the manifestations. Don't let's say, we must request more. Keep request for manifestation. Do you get what I'm saying? We must be seeing proof that power is power. Are you aware that favor requires power? Favor requires power. Listen to what I'm saying. I've said this to you. I told a few people. Check what I want to tell you. Let a believer who has not generated power to break through see an investment opportunity that people are breaking through once he enters to cash. You will know it takes more than investment. The moment you want to prove it, that it happens outside, what it happens on the inside, forces will put you down. What I'm telling you, is it too deep? I'm going to explain. Let there be a billionaire. Because you would think that once you have money, you can lift anybody. It's a lie. You can only lift the one whose hand God has lifted. So even favor is not a scattering of seed in the air. It is directional. Favor is very focused. A man can be broke. They are given to everyone except him. Good understanding brings favor. The way of a transgressor is hard. Rain will fall, it won't eat him. Check what I'm telling you. I discovered this. Sometimes God said, go and sow this as a seed. I will enter the place of prayer. I can't give who I want to give. I must give the one that is ready, in the one who is on cue with God.
If you give to a man who is rebelling against God and God needs wilderness to teach him a lesson, you have stood between him and what God is doing. God will fight you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must understand. There is no system in this world that can lift a man whose hand God has not lifted. Unless the fellow goes to do ritual, but is exchanging something greater for less. So we say favor, favor. It takes power. That somebody, the king will wake up and said, go and check me the book of records. And they will go and check the book of records. And bring exactly the place where Mordecai. And they say, whoa, read this one out. They read it. I said there was a time there was an attempt on the king's life. Somebody spoke and rescued the king. Eh? The king said, you mean somebody rescued my life from death? What has been done for such a man? Nothing. He took power to cause such remembrance. You may do good and be forgotten for life without power. So when we tell you to pray for favor, you say, actually, as a born-again Christian and as a believer on fire, it's not about favor, it's about this. You don't have the power. You may be deep, but you'll be poor. And the wisdom of a poor man, nobody will hear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it now, I attract the grace of favor. Sit down. Let me tell you this. Let me make this prophecy. There are some of you that what is happening now is that there is a pile up of release. They've been released. Daniel set his face to pray. God said, the day you set your face to pray, I already sent my angel. But thank God he kept pushing. If not, it would have been hanging in the air. He will not know God has answered. There are many of you, they've been released, but you did not generate power to push it. Can I give you a minute? There's been release from God. Generate the power. Generate the power. Some of you are seated and looking at me. Pray. Stand up and pray. Stand up.
I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, Shekatabalai. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Sit down for a while. One of the most defective mindsets you can have is that whenever anything happened, God brought it. I tell people that it is not every breakup you must allow to go. You must allow a fool go. So get what I'm saying in context. But there are times you will know without doubt this is God. Everything, character, everything check. You know this is God. And suddenly in the middle of the journey, the devil just brought something and said it cannot happen. And you wait and fight. How many grounds do you want to lose? You must have a track record that is consistent with not losing. Because when David stood before Saul, he said, I have a track record of not losing battles. Listen to what I'm saying. Because this thing also functions even in political world. When they were doing this election, during the campaign, one of the aspirants said, he said, I've never lost an election. Why saying it to the opponent? So he can send bolt of fear to their heart. This is my record. By any means necessary, I don't have record of losing. If they can say that and go to work, believers will be quiet. Even when we say that in Self-Light Church, we don't have the record of things in our hand. You say it! You say it till everything within you believes it. Listen, once you are not at that point where you are, I must know your victory work by hearing what you are saying. When I come around you, Your casual statements are your biggest secret. Hear me. Your casual statements are your biggest secret. What do you talk about? By the grace of God, we're going to start a meeting to fill stadiums. Casual statements. That's the mindset. Sit down. Let me teach you a bit about favor. See, it is not ordinary that timeline will be shrink for people. Let me explain, because you must understand. What favor does is that favor shrinks time. When Joshua and his men were fighting, and it was getting to dawn, but they were actually winning, he had to insist, let the sun and the moon stand still. This is the exact miracle that is being repeated when favor is happening. Somebody does not have time, but something needs to be done. God shrink it. The problem with you is that you have too much time for wilderness. That's the problem. You have too much time for wilderness. It should be 40 days. You don't mind 40 years. You have too much time. You have too much time for wilderness. Once you stop having time for it, everything will change when there's a brother can exist. Sit down. One of my friends, in fact, let me not even tell you one of my friends, I'm not going to quote it. I remember I have a friend. We're talking and having a conversation towards getting married. And she said to me one day, and I want ladies to learn from this story. She said, listen, my mother at one point was sick and she died in the hospital. The doctors declared dead. They were preparing her body for mortuary. My father was on a trip. He came back from the trip. He said, don't take my wife out of the world. He went to the ward where they laid her, laid hands on her, and locked himself with her for 6 hours. They met both of them talking. The doctors came to open the place. They said, we have to wait. They met them sitting down talking. And she said to me, are you the kind of man that can fight like that? Do you understand what I'm saying? That now you are looking up on the base of the car he has. But does he have the grace and the priesthood level to insist? To insist. Is it Davidic? That no sheep is lost under him. And truly David too, he lived true to his word. Came out and told Goliath, today, your head will cut off from your neck. For the first time, the giant, how many feet tall, saw a small boy running towards him. Nobody ever ran towards Goliath. He was not skilled in that. He threw his javelin, the boy threw a stone. God said, where the man moved, power follows. And I can tell you this, as a priest, I can tell you the power of intercession. Sometimes I begin to hear your people share stories and share this and the other. I say, leave them with their stories. Let me go back and lock myself up. Your story will change. And you see things begin to change. So it takes more than your ability to know investment. Some of you who think you are smart and you can do it outside God, you will suffer till you learn that there is God. You will suffer. I'm telling you scriptures. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 from verse 2. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 2. It says, you shall remember the way which the Lord your God led you 40 years in the wilderness to test you, to humble you. Humility is part of the deal. To know what is in your heart, whether you will deny him or not. Say, after what he fed you and your fathers with manna that you know nothing about, that he may make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Meaning, if I tell you, I'm promising you this, that's bread. Beyond what I have said, you must have a word for it. That's word. Some people begin to lose their consecration once there's a promise. And they stop praying, reduce the things they are doing. Because the prayer was actually till they see a light. It's not that they will. You must generate power. And when the resources come, keep generating power. Yes, listen to this. It takes a power to bring it. It takes another power to stay in it. Yes, sir. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I have mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead, apostolos. Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. Lift up your hands, everybody. Say, God wants me to prosper. And be in health. Even as my soul prospers. Say it again, God wants me to prosper.
Now let me tell you this. Are you aware there's money in this country? If Lagos is not a proof, come to Abuja. You will see who dropping houses like sand. You are wondering who is building all these things. But what the devil wants is that believers who can use those resources, two things he wants, is that believers who can use those resources for the kingdom don't have it. The second thing is that if they have it, kill their desire to use it for the kingdom. That is, begin to listen to what I'm saying. I knew in the days I was staying in one room apartment, begging God, God, please help me, provide for my needs. I will do this and do that. I will see people on the street who are selling things for me in credit. I'm a pastor buying spark credit, buying this credit. As God began to increase me, start going back to search for all of them. I said it then, I will look for you. At this level, I have come. You must know how to keep covenant. You must know how to keep covenant. Fools don't keep covenant. You must know how to keep covenant. You must know how to keep covenant. See, one day, what I do is that I'm always on research. People have asked me, how do you prepare your messages? How do you see the Bible? My wife will come to meet me. I mean, my wife, several times, will come and meet me and kneel down and say, please lay hands on me. I say, the same scripture you are teaching, I'm reading it. How do you see these things? I said to her, I said, I'm always on research, and you know that. I'm always on research. I'm always. There is no time you meet me, whether gisting, eating, or sleeping. I'm thinking a message. And many of them take months to incubate. I was on the research. God, my God, what is this? How can Bishop Oyedepo say that? If you hear that I die, don't cry. Don't bury me, I'll wake up myself. What audacity is this? If you say what he has said without seeing what he's seen, you will die like man. What is this? I went to Canaan. What is this? Even government are not building this. I'm sorry to say. They said OAU is Africa's most beautiful campus. I'm not arguing. But be sure you have got it to Canaan land and compare. I'm not saying which one is the most beautiful. But I'm saying go and compare. I don't know why this one from Osu is clapping, but no problem. Sorry. Oh, you. Sorry. That's a joke. Okay, but hear me. I kept searching. Every of his messages I find, I was listening to. I was digging with them. I don't listen to every preacher at every season. I don't listen to you anyhow. Now I know the person in this season is one man. Do you understand what I'm saying? But hear me. One night around past 3, I found it. I just saw a random clip online. Random clip. Bishop Oyedepo and Bishop Dr. Abioye went to visit the wife of one of his friends that has gone to glory. That was the clip. I said, this is it. This man is a keeper of covenant. And I remembered when Archbishop Benson Daosa died, he was among all the sons. He was the only one who took responsibility of all the staffs for years. When he saw they were strong, then he stopped. It is not a coincidence. I began to trace many things. I want to say a statement. And the statement is a gift. And sometimes I'm a kind of preacher that feel you have to hand it before I say it. Even though it may not do you good. But I'm going to tell you anyways. If you have the lifestyle of keeping covenants to finish the unfinished work of others, you will finish yours. Forget about that statement. That's why I say it's a coded statement. I remembered. So God tied it up. Hey, when Pa SGL thing died, do you know who paid for the coffin? You know who paid for the coffin? Pastor Yi Adeboye. I went to the place of Pa SGL thing. I said, is this the same place? My father and my God. Last week we were at Elisha. And they took me to a building in front of the place I've just ministered. They said in 1930, when the revival started, it started from this same spot. This was where Apostle was seated. I sat down there. I've read the stories. I said, the first question I asked, can I buy this house? I said, no, sir. Because if they don't understand how to preserve, leave me with it. That does not make it a shrine. Was it a coincidence that Joseph, Jacob was walking and he stumbled on the altar Abraham had made and he found God? And he sat down there and they were going to bury a child. They were holding meetings. He was not considered an elder to join the meeting yet. They were just about to introduce him to the camp that this is. And he said, call the child, raise the child from the grave. 1930. That's where the revival started from. Do you understand what I'm saying here? There is no man among those who are doing. I can sit down here and tell you a secret. This is a generation that is very arrogant. That's why I don't talk in a hurry. I'm not saying you guys are arrogant. I'm just talking. Many people make noise in the body of Christ. They don't know things. I've sat down with fathers. One time I shared this story. We sat down with a father in the body of Christ. We held a meeting, brought him. He called me. He said, Femi, you honored me. You honored me. You honored me. You honored me. He said, wait, kneel down. He went to bring one oil. He said, look at this oil. The oil bottle very old. He said, this oil was given to me by Pastor here at the boy. He gave it to a few of us among his sons. That this is the oil packing that we used to anoint him. Kneel down. And he poured the oil on my head. Began to say words I would not say. Listen to what I'm saying. Feel your arrogance you can get and break through. There are certain things that respect the pattern of those who have gone before. You must be trusted with it to run as a legal runner. I can tell you stories and tell you stories and tell you stories. You understand that things are not coincidence. Bishop Oyedepo, very distinct man. Was it a coincidence I was the one who took on the responsibility of Archbishop? Many sons were there. How many people were blessed by Pius Yeltin? Why was it Pastor Hiye Adeboye that took responsibility for his burial? Before Pius Yeltin died, people became offended at him. Go and check the stories. It was not much of a celebration or a celebrated departure. Because he began to say things that did not make sense. He began to speak the truth to power and rebuke the demons plaguing the Nigerian church. Say many things. Many of the things that he has said then, the one you know, many of them has happened. The one you know is the fact that he said Nigeria will be known as a corrupt nation. The same country. If there's any prophecy that we are holding on to now, is that prophecy. How can such a man die uncelebrated? It took a man who recognized him and said, I will give him a befitting burial. God said, you too will live old. And your generation will know you as a general. There's a generation that despise their father and their mother. Their light will put out. So I said to you, understand the covenant of honor. When God says that honor your father and your mother, all right, your days will be long. Your days will be long is not just about long life. It means the season of your day when your light shine will be the longest. Do you understand what I'm saying? People's day, listen to what I'm saying. Your night can begin at 25 if you have not found God. But when he says your day will be long, it means you break through on time, you will live in it. And I'm speaking to you, your days will be long. I'm saying it again, your days will be long. See now, everybody, let me begin to tie what I'm saying up. You get to the point where you understand that your life is the life of a man on mission. I was going to show you Matthew 10. There are many things that must follow. There are many things that must follow. There are many things that you must insist. You must insist. You must insist. Through words, through confession, in conversation, in prayer, you must insist. Say one thing. And that's why I told you last year, you are either blessed or cursed. Stay one place. You cannot be the one who is saying I'm blessed and tomorrow you are the one going for deliverance, for generational curses. You are either blessed or you are cursed. Which one do you have? Once you discern the one you have, insist on the manifestation. When Miriam rose against Moses. Miriam, do you know who Miriam was? Miriam was the sister of Moses that was watching when they kept him. She was much older than him. She was the one that said, go and call a nurse. She saw the way he was born. Miriam spoke against Moses. God said, are you not afraid? God said, now this is not Moses saying, are you not afraid? God came down and said, for a man to be talking with me face to face, you are not afraid for such a man. You are not afraid. Do you know what that means? Let me explain again. God was asking Moses' accuser, you are not afraid to accuse him.
God is not saying, why did you accuse him? Erobai. How did you think it and execute it? Listen, before there is rebellion, first, what the devil does is to water down the image of the person he wants to rebel against in your heart. The fellow has not reduced in size. It is your heart that has sickness. That's what happens with the rude people. Before a rude person can talk to you anyhow, the rude person will have to first reduce you by believing wrong things about you. You don't understand what I'm saying? Look at what the Bible says. Matthew chapter number 10. It says, as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely you give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purse, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his what? What is the meaning of this? Give me an NIV, please. Give me this in NIV. Do you have? Let me read from here in case that, okay. Look at it. He said, for the worker is what is keep. You know what that means? It means if God puts you on an assignment, you are worth what he gives you. He's not going to send you and not bless you. Listen, listen. There are dimensions you cannot enter if your life is not bringing increase to the kingdom. This I'm not saying that you have to hold the mic to preach and you are preaching. No. I'm not saying if God has called you, you should not hold the mic. No. I'm saying nowhere he has placed you. But once you are a man on God's assignment, there are things you will wield. There are things you must wield. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are things you must wield. I'm trying to say some things. What happened to Elijah? There was going to be famine in the land. He had to go and hide by a brook. What kind of brook was that? That when there was no water, people didn't know about the brook. He had refreshment of water. But the Bible said God caused ravens to bring him bread. Where were the ravens baking bread? Do you know what ravens are? Ravens are the most stingy birds. A raven will rather die than to share. They die fighting for their food. So it means, if you are a man on assignment, even the most stingy people, who don't naturally give, the most wicked, vicious men will say, I may not like you, but take. And guess what? The ravens didn't die for as long as they were on assignment. You cannot be busy with God and die like men. You must have that mentality, that consciousness. I'm not, are you following what I'm saying here? I'm not around to live for myself. Why is God doing what he's doing? He's setting me up so I can be useful for his agenda. Once this is not set, greed is going to be the motivation behind your prayers. And there's only a limit to that. Please sit down. Some people have said that all these people are saying in church, because you see, when the devil wants to destroy the heart of wrong people, he teaches them wrongly. All these people are saying in church, all these Mark Zuckerberg, what are they? What are they doing this to? Mark Zuckerberg, all these people. I will tell you, you don't even know anything. You don't know anything. First and foremost, I was speaking to some of my sons, and we're discussing. We're not in that conversation. These guys, listen to what I'm saying. These guys have, in a month, I can't remember, in a month, they have some places they go to. I'm not saying it's ritual, and I'm not saying it's not. Where all they do in those places is just to sit down and meditate. Both the founder of Facebook, the one who owns Twitter, they do this practice. They just meditate and come back with new innovations and inventions. There is no technological breakthrough without partnership of spirit realm. That's why, listen to what I'm saying. The 80s you have in Nigeria, they are fake 80s. You don't even know what the 80s is. They are fake. They are just broke and angry. Where the real 80s are, and they are doing well, they understand the spirit world exists. I don't want to go and start. Are you following what I'm saying? I can tell you stories about these guys. Most you will hear, how come you heard Bill Gates say when he dies, they are not to give his wealth to his children? They should share it with the poor. Most of these guys spend less than 1% of what they have. I'm saying that there is a principle. How come the richest man in the world is still staying in a rented apartment? Are you aware Elon Musk is in a rented apartment? Somebody overtook him now. He's not built his house. Then we have the one in Nigeria who has gotten how much? 2 million. I said, 2 million. Offering. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Look at pastors and say, what do they have? Do you know who we are? What are you driving? You will not be proud.
Yeah.
I say it again, you will not be proud.
Yeah.
Now hear me. He says, so don't provide any script for yourself. He said, a workman is worthy of his meat. So as we go on God's assignment, there are things that God makes sure comes to you. There are things he makes sure comes to you. There are things he makes sure comes to you. There are things, both the gifts of men. Are you following what I'm saying? I was sharing people, I remember the first service we had in Abuja. I was just speaking. Speaking God's people and sharing with them the burdens God has been telling me. One of my friends was in that meeting and said, my God, everything you said, God is confirming. All the words God has given to me. He said, Apostle, I need to sow a small seed to your account. Collect my account number and take a small seed and send me ₦1 million. I said, my God, if I didn't go to this Abuja, this 1 million will not enter. That's on a lighter note. But what I'm telling you is this. All the provisions waiting for you, they are waiting where you should go. They are waiting where you should go. Hear him. Obey. Jesus said to them at that my wedding ceremony at Canaan of Galilee, he said, my time has not come. The mother did not argue. The mother went to meet them. Look at this. The mother did not tell them in his presence. She told them privately, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. He does not have to hear. If he comes and sends obedience, his time will come. This is the secret of ministries, places. I go to places to minister and I say, you will receive me as a teacher. If I go to a place where I see people have had hunger in their heart, they will receive me as a prophet. At any of the economy, you will be blessed. But the moment the guys, Jesus' mother told them, the mother of Joseph, whatever he has you to do, do it. The next time they saw Jesus, they were not looking at the casual person. They were looking unto him for expectation of what he would say for a miracle to happen. He looked at them and said, go and fetch water. They went to fetch water. Ha! We have fetch water. Take it and go and give it to the owner, to the master of the ceremony. They took water. They were taking water. What are you carrying? Water. When they gave him water, when he drank wine. He repeated the same thing again. I'm going to show you the principle of using what is scarce. Repeated the same thing. Don't feed 5,000. Who has more bread? You, that you have 3 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. If you eat it alone, you have eaten the food of 5,000. Share. The idea is that once this cannot be prayed upon by God, it will feed 5,000. There will be more basket left. So even you can carry basket. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, they began to broke. How would you feel at that point now? You were Peter, the one who liked to argue, and you were breaking bread. Everything you have broken is a small plate. You now shared it into 12 plates. They are small already. You now say, go and start sharing. They bring it to you and say, is it communion or food? Now what is this? But they notice, as they were giving, it was not finishing. As they were giving, it was not finishing. As they were giving, it was not finishing. Once you have the consciousness to finish, you have journeyed to where to finish. What was the secret of the woman, the widow, that Elijah went to? She had a portion for herself and her son to eat and die. The man of God said, make my own first. What will Esther Bullock say? Wicked pastor killing a poor widow and all that. They began to eat. Told the woman, go and eat you and your son. Say, all we have is what we have made for you. What God told me is that the cruse of oil will not finish. It will not waste. Go back. Another. They check plenty oil. Plenty wheat. As long as they had jar, it never finished. Go and borrow vessels. You are coming to a season of unbelievable level of abundance. God has sent me to activate these words over you. And I have come with the word of the Lord. You are entering into a season of unprecedented, unbelievable level of abundance. Where your cruse of oil will not finish. Where your flour will not finish. Where it will not stop flowing. You are coming to a season of unbelievable breakthrough. God
will show you a prosperous man beyond salary. Sit down so I can patiently prophesy over you. Listen to what I'm telling you. Salary is not God's best, it's not God's best strategy for bringing you to wealth. Salary is what is constant by the works of your hand. Favor is what is constant by the finished works. What you get in salary can come every day if you understand the dynamics of favor. God is just going to be, one idea is enough. And the man will never go back to being poor. He will never know what it means to have scarcity. Let me share this with you. I began to trust God. I began to cry to God. Oh God, in this phase of my life, I need this, I need that. New level of this and that. The Lord said to me, say, from today, don't touch your salary. Yes, Lord. How do I say I need more finance? I say, don't touch your salary. All the businesses you have, cut away from them. Yes, Lord. He said, okay, this one, go and do this, go and do this, go and do that. Yes, Lord. How do I tell you I want more money? Then you tell me to short the ones I have. What mathematics is that? 2 + 2 is not 4 with God. The equations that bet increase is minus. It's not plus. There is he that we told more than his meat tends to poverty. Alright? Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is that when God wants to increase you, he cuts you. The idea is that the realm you want to enter is for those who depend absolutely on him. Some of you have put too much trust in your salaries and you even struggle with tithe. You swear, 100,000, 10,000 tithe. You are a baby. Every January, I watch people struggle with first food. I just shake my head. I say, no. When will they understand? When will they understand? So how much is the first food? And my first food is 150,000. 150,000. Is that what you will live on for life? Once it is not enough, start distributing. I'm not saying we become wasters. But I'm telling you the strategy of the kingdom is that the one that God will increase must go. He must what? Go. He must what? Go. You know, I've only taught one thing in Matthew 28 verse 19. Go ye. Go back to that scripture. I don't have time. I can't touch the rest because the second one is much more powerful. And teach. When we get to this level, this is not teaching just by words. It is teaching as your life as a practical tool. That if we say wealth, I can say, look at me. Teaching. Micah chapter number 4. You need to understand this. Micah chapter number 4. I'm writing up now. Micah 4. Look at it. Look at this equation. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established. In the top of the mountains, it shall be exalted above the hills. The people shall flow to it. Yes? And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and go to the house of the God of Jacob. He will what? So that dimension of teaching is not you trying to go to America. It's America coming to you. It is America coming and say, we have seen your God. It is not the one you are saying, oh God, I have a testimony. Visa approved. You are going as one who is going to benefit. This one is not Joseph going to Egypt. It is Egypt coming to Joseph. Nations will come. Nations shall come. Nations are proud. That's one of the issues God has with nations. They are haughtiness. They are very proud. But nations shall come and say, come, what we are trying is not working. That's why cutting corners. How come this one man is working for him? Nations shall now say, come, let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways and we will walk in his path. That's why, you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. Saudi Arabia needed, no, not Saudi Arabia, Dubai, UAE, needed Israel to come do certain things for them in terms of protection as they're increasing. Israel said, we are going to do what you have requested for. I've forgotten the demands, but this is what you too must put in place. Meaning that we now have negotiation value and right with nations. You want me? I will come. Stop your gay right. For now, it is nations doing that. They went to Uganda or so and tell them that we are ready to see America will do this. But you must abolish every law against gay. We can come. and say, America, we are going to help you. Not as a church, as a person. I, Femi Lazarus. America, I'm going to help you. But listen, before I do this, there are certain laws you have that are not in connection with God's precepts. You have to stop them. And I will keep financing you. Me saying that to America. The problem is that you've never seen it. So there are prophecies hanging over the body of Christ that we still don't have men who are fulfilled. And that's nations coming to a man and a man lending to nations. Do you understand what I'm saying? When America now say that by the grace of God, Femi Lazarus is our template. Is our template. Is our template. Can you lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost?
So balakate la banane shalabai. Oh Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Sit down. I'm going to pray for you. I did not leave my family in Abuja to come down here till May. We have a serious work ongoing. But there's something that must be bettered in your lives. Do you understand what I'm saying? We bet them, we run back. We leave you to manifest. We come back again. Bring you to another level. Some things can be done by proxy. Some of you, the reason why immorality and different things is catching up with you is because you are not going. You are seated. You are seated. And once you have too much time, the devil will give you job. He will give you job. I shared a video on my WhatsApp status yesterday. You know, I had to cut myself off platforms. I tell people, I don't switch off my other phone. I don't switch it on. Maybe till 11 p.m. in the night. Yeah, I don't have the number. No problem. What I see. Very, very important. I saw Pastor W.F. Kumi in ministry. It was under the rain. People were there. They were putting chairs on their head. And he said, for your sake, I will speak to the rain. And he held the mic. Began to speak to the rain. This is it. And the rain stopped. I said, these fathers, they are old, but they are not stopping. But young people are tired. They can't sit on a sermon for 3 hours. Tired. When you come for the conference this weekend, understand you are coming to generate. If you don't come with wild hunger, I beg you in the name of God. Come with wild hunger. Don't think it's just one Easter camp out and just coming. Let me say this to you. The moment recognition dies in your heart, any prostrating and thing that you are doing, it is such that has no reward. There is nothing that flows to you. You may have it as a default. Hey, well done, sir. Hey, well done, papa. It is not coming from a place that this is my prophet. Everybody just notice this person is saying the same thing, but the person's life is not growing. Check the heart. God raised men by heart. He raised men by heart. It cannot be aligned and there will be no shift. You must insist. This man cannot come and the grace on him does not shift me. That's how to pray. You can't go back to being normal. Listen. You don't have any right to insist if you have not first discerned. It is the one who has discerned that insists. So once the devil kill you from discernment, you can't insist. You just say, okay, he just came. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can touch. Many touch, but she came with a discernment. Why should we have this meeting? All the words. Do you know what is being given to you this morning? Formulas. Why should you go back and your experience is the same? Why should you have to pray every time you have to pay house rent? Are you not on mission for God? Why should it be a concern? Why should you, with all the things you need, be cutting? Why should you not be able to do the things God needs to do? Why will He call you and there's no resource to back it up? What don't you know? What have you not received? If I give you a minute to pray and lay demand, will you pray? Go go ahead 1 minute. Lay demand on the anointing.
A mandate from the heaven, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. I have a mandate from the heaven, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, there's revival everywhere. Apostolos, I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is going to a city close to you. Oh, I have a mandate from the heavens, a new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been handed unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Heal the sick, raise the dead. Apostolos, great revival everywhere. Apostolos, in Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Jesus. Amen. Get up, everybody. Stretch out your hands. Now I'm going to pray for two set of people. Those that are doing one assignment or the other. And there's a need to walk in higher level of power to back up what you're doing. I'm going to stretch my hands towards you. Who is ready to be empowered? Who is ready to be empowered? I stretch my hands towards this camp. Upon men and women. Listen, there's none amongst you who needs this power and is hungry that it will not follow. Who are hungry for a new operation of the Spirit, from prophetic operations to working of miracles and different forms of operation. I'm going to count 1 to 3. Let the power hit them where they are right now. A new operation of the Spirit begin from this moment. I activate you now. 1, 2, 3. Touch, 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 touch them. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I activate prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. Prophetic utterance. Working of miracles. Healing the sick. Shekata balakatai. Let the finger of God. 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 Activate men. Activate men. New level of empowerment. Let the finger of God make rivers out of your belly to flow. Rivers! Rivers of water. Out of your belly flows. Rivers! Amen. Now hear me. There are some of you that should function. Just help them. Begin to function in new realities. You have functioned for a level, but there's no activation to enter the fullness. Some of you are prophetic vessels. You are seeing visions once in a while. Some of you by now should be working miracles, but it is to a level. I draw you from where you are and bring you to a new level. By the finger of God, I call for an activation. It's a new operation by the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. We activate depths. Let the fountains break open. We activate depths. We activate depths. Break out.
Oh, I have a mandate from the heaven. A new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. I have a mandate from the heavens. A new apostolic dispensation. Ancient mantles have been given unto me. Revival is coming to a city close to you. Amen. Amen.
Those of you in streams of life, stretch out your hands. I see an angel pouring an oil. It looks like the color of honey. And I ask the Lord said, this is sweetness. Sweetness to his presence. I command right now an activation of that dimension. From the first to everyone among streams of life. Sweetness. You break into a new stream. A new stream of a new reality. A new stream by the Spirit. A new stream by the Spirit. A new stream by the Spirit. Shekatabalakate. Hey! Hey! I have a mandate from the heaven. Shekatabalakate. We activate new realities. From this moment, sweetness, sweetness, sweetness of the Spirit. Kale katabarai. Elenomokombre katish. Of wells and rivers. Of wells and rivers. Of wells and rivers. By the Spirit. Oh, seketeru kabai. Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now hear me. I want you to watch out for the testimonies that will emerge from this meeting. The Lord said that you come and activate influence and wealth. Amen. Influence and wealth. I ask right now. Stretch out your hands, everyone. The grace that makes the influence of a man noised abroad, that brings wealth and prosperity beyond the calculation of salaries, that brings a man around the pedestal of opportunities. In this place, we activate that grace. We activate that grace. For all of you in Strobe Light Church, Lagos, we activate wealth. We activate influence. We activate breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the promises that has hanged with time. Because of this new season, I command they break open now. There are many of you that from your place of work, they will come and meet you and tell you that we are having an international establishment. We don't have anyone we can send but you. This will happen. They will call you and tell you, we don't have anyone we can send but you. We are sending you to Dubai. We are sending you to US.
Amen. Everyone that sees you wants to do you good. Every eye that sees you wants to help you. We activate that. Let the fountains of the deep be removed. I ask that you enter into the season of unbelievable testimonies. To as many as believe that God has sent me to them, this word will not fall to the ground. Mark my words. There are many people in different companies. They will tell you, we are starting out outside the country. We have no better hand to send but you. It is going to happen in just weeks from here. Weeks from here. The grace that makes room for influence and wealth, you receive it now. You will not be dry. You will not be stranded. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.